Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
Hello and welcome, everybody. So, question for you. Have you ever looked at your body? Well, hopefully you have, at least once a day in the mirror. But have you ever looked at your body and seen it as a burden? Yeah. Something to be lugged around, exercised, fed, and maintained, and often against you. And, it's just a constant drain on time and resources. But what if that's not true, right? We often talk about creating wealth from our minds or what we do or business plans or all of our hard work. But what if we're missing the most important partner in this entire equation? What if your body is not just that piece of meat, as tasty as it might be? What if it's not just that piece of meat that you're stuck with, but what if it is a conscious contributing force that wants to help you create more money than you ever thought possible, and all with ease and, a little thing I like to call fun. For those of you who don't know, fun is something that is required in this world. I remind myself to that every single day, by the way. But welcome to the Exploration of Wonder. I'm Danielle, a nationally board certified health and wellness coach, and an intuitive empowerment coach, and your cheerleader. Oh, words. It's a good thing I don't talk for a living as I talk to you for the next hour. But stay with me. There's a lot of good information in this. Today we're flipping the script on everything you've been told about what your body and money. So let me ask you a question. Oh, by the way, if I haven't said it yet, the topic for today, bodies love money. That is the topic, that is the title, and that is the spoiler alert. Bodies love money. And it wants to contribute to the money also. All the spoilers. Stick around, though. There's a lot of good information. So today we're talking about bodies and money. And what if you could stop pushing so hard and really start inviting a different type of financial flow, okay? Because, I would love, 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 and I'm waiting for it. I truly am. I'm creating it and all that kind of stuff, of money to just go, for those of you not watching the TV, I'm holding out my hands and just looking up at the sky and waiting for money to fall into it. I am waiting and creating that day. It will happen. And in the meantime, what if there's an element to the creation of money that we've been missing? And what if that element is your body? Okay. What if your body, with its own consciousness and wisdom, could be your greatest asset in generating wealth? What if it's the partner you've been looking for? Okay, I want to talk a little bit about the body first, because I know sometimes when I talk about the body, it's a little different than what other people think. Even if you're like, okay, I get it. My body's not just this piece of meat. And I'm like, well, cool. But, your body has a consciousness of its own. And then that's when they usually start blinking slowly at me, trying to figure out if I'm crazy or if I'm brilliant or somewhere in the middle. But let me ask you. What if your body has a consciousness of its own? And here's the thing. A body having a consciousness of its own does not mean we're in zombie land, okay? As much as I love my zombie movies, and I do, which I find very weird, but I love zombie movies. And so it's not the body getting up and walking away without the body. Without the infinite being. It's not the body getting up and walking away without the infinite being. That's not what we're talking about when we're talking about your body having a consciousness of its own. So let me ask you, so truth, do animals have a consciousness of their own? Yeah, and it's not just because they think. Okay, so does the earth have a consciousness of its own? Yeah. Do plants have a consciousness of its own? Yeah. What is your body made out of? Your body is made out of these elements of earth and plants and all animals. We all have the same molecules, right? So if all of those have a consciousness of its own, why wouldn't your body also have a consciousness of its own? Okay. And so when I ask about, like, what if your body has a consciousness of its own? This is what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about that it has to be that voice in your head, because we have enough voices in our heads, let's be honest. But it's not that necessarily that voice in your head, but there are so many conscious elements that are contributing to you. You know, I have this guided meditation program called Turning the Molecules. And this morning we did one on Earth and its place in the universe. And it was very interesting, the dynamic degree that we could receive from the earth. You know, you go outside or even sitting here in my office, I am receiving from the earth. You are receiving from the earth. It's not an element that thinks, therefore it is, but the earth is so willing to have that consciousness and contribute to you. Because what if consciousness is more than just like, oh, I think and I have cognitive thought and no. Consciousness is more of like that energy that we all are, that nurturing, contributory, quantum field oneness that we all are. The earth has it, so we're willing to receive from the earth. I guarantee all of you listening or watching this have had that moment where you go out and you go, oh, I just feel better. The earth, earth is so contributing to me. Cool. Let's extrapolate from that just a little bit. So the earth with that conscious element, and then your body, you know, the little morbid expression, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, that's what they're talking about. Our bodies come from the earth and we go back to the earth. Yeah. So why wouldn't that same consciousness transmit? And I'm not saying then that it, because it's our bodies are just the earth, but our bodies then have this element of consciousness, that contributory element of consciousness that is able to guide you, direct you, contribute to you, and help you create in a way that you might have never really, really, really looked at before. Okay. So to reiterate, our bodies are not just physical objects. They are something that has a consciousness of its own, like plants, animals, earth. And just acknowledge that for a moment and see how it shifts and changes the energy around you and the energy that becomes available. Because one of our body's key things to do is to give us information. Yes, it'll do that a lot from tactile sensations, right? If you're nervous, I don't know about you, it goes right to my stomach. Other people, it goes other places, right? But, and then like if you're feeling danger, feel, which includes the body, you have the hair on the back of your neck stands up or you get the chills. This is all a conscious effort on your body to give you information, because our bodies, like the earth, are so tapped into that energy that the second something shifts and changes, like danger is coming up, that transmits an energy, your body receives that and then transmits that to you by chills or hair on the back of your neck or, you know, whatever it is. Okay. These things are not coincidental. It is a conscious activity on the part of your body to give you information. Okay. So, and it's not a separate entity. That's the other part of this is so often it says it's like, it's a separate entity. No, you are you, your body is your body, yes, in that way, but you are the consciousness that asks those molecules to come together to create your body, So in that way, your body is an extension of you. I like to say your body is a physical manifestation of you, the infinite being, on this planet Earth. To me, that just sounds fun. It's a physical manifestation of you. So it's you, but not you, but it's not not you either. Clear? I love whenever I can throw a not not in there, because I know it just makes people's heads spin, and that's what we're after, right? All right, so now that we've talked about bodies a little bit, let's talk about money, because that's what it said. Two things on, well, three words in the title: bodies, love, money. So we've talked about bodies a little bit. Love, I think you know what that means. Money. So let's talk about money a little bit, shall we? And why do I talk about bodies and money? Because, and here's the thing. I have facilitated, taught, given sessions, classes about bodies for 15, 17, 18 years. Every time I bring up money in regards to bodies, people are shocked. Shocked, I say. Sometimes when I mention this, I wish I could like film their faces if it's a recorded class, because they're like, huh? What do you mean? Bodies and money? Bodies, money is evil. Why would we worry about bodies and money? What? This is a body class. Why are you talking about money? Well, I have another question for you. Think about your money. Think about what you spend money on. Okay? Name three things. Like, right now, if I name three things that I spend money on: food, mortgage, and clothes. Yeah, food, money, and clothes. If I didn't have a body, would I need food? No. If I didn't have a body, would I need to pay a mortgage or have a house? Nope. Oh, thank you for contributing in the chat room. We have these shows live, so if you ever want to come join us Mondays in the chat room, please do. All right, and then the last one. Clothes. Would we need clothes if we didn't have a body? No. Okay. How much of your finances, the money in your bank account, how much of it goes over to the care, feeding, and nurturing of your body? Most of it. When I usually bring this up, a lot of people go, well, what about education? Absolutely, education. But how much of the education in this reality is not always about bettering ourselves? It's to get a good job. Why to get a good job? To make money. So in that way, even education is involving our bodies. When was the last time we could just learn something for the fun of it? I mean, and I'm a big proponent of that. I'm a big proponent of, like, you go on YouTube, watch a video on something, and just enjoy it. Like this morning, I watched a video, a 30-minute YouTube video on the Bermuda Triangle. I was curious. A little disappointed in all the science-y. I wanted more mystical, but there you go. So I'm all for education, and it's not always 100% correlation to money, but it often is. Most of us go to college to get a good job, to make money, so we can buy things for our body. Yay! So it's interesting that so many of us are shocked when we talk about bodies and money, because they go, it should be separate. It's really not. It is really, really not separate. We're going to go to our first commercial break. And so what I would like you to do during the commercial break is start looking, just not intensely, not deep dive, but just really look at your finances. How much of the money going out is to do with your body? Okay. I know some people are going to go, well, I pay my credit card bills. That has nothing to do with our body. Yeah, but what did you buy with that credit card? Okay. even if it's an experience like a plane trip or anything like that, chances are it had to do with the body. Your body got to enjoy it. And all those experiences, and we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. But during the break, please look at this. How much of your finances goes over to the care, feeding, and nurturing of your body? And that is just the tip of the iceberg, because that does not make your body a dependent. It makes it an interested party in the creation of money, right? Think about that one for a second. We're going to go to our first commercial break. You are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter, on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is The Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. And if you ever watch the video and watch me during the commercial breaks, sometimes I'm surprised I'm allowed on air because I think I'm a little silly. My body and I are a little silly, but we're fun, I assume. Let me know if I'm not. Just kidding. Please don't tell me. Anyways, so today we're talking about bodies love money. Yay! But what the heck does that mean? Well, the first segment we were talking about the consciousness of bodies and how our bodies enjoy the benefits of the things we use our money to buy. Like, my body is a huge snob, meaning it loves soft sheets. Oh my gosh. None of this rough, sandy stuff. It likes smooth sheets. And so I buy smooth sheets for my body because it makes my body happy. Okay. So I know a lot of people, if I get to this far in this conversation that I've had lots of times, usually when I get to this part, people are like, oh, great. One more thing I have to take care of. One more thing I have to spend money on. When actually it's like the number one thing you get to spend money on. But let's delve into that a little bit deeper, because it's not about making your body a dependent. It's not about making it something else that you have to take responsibility for, or something that you have to take care of. Because I don't know about you, but I have a few things and people and things and things and things in my life that I have to take care of. So I get this distresses some people because they're like, I don't want to take care of. Well, first of all, we're already doing it. We're just bringing more cognitive awareness to it. But here's the trick. Why I keep coming back to bodies love money. Because your body is not a dependent. Your body is a co-creator in money and finances and opportunities. I'll get into what that looks like and give you some tips, but I want to repeat that. Your body is not a dependent. It is a co-creator in the creation of finances, money, and opportunities. Okay. What if your body is willing to contribute? What if your body is willing to contribute? It's an interested party. I mean, think about it. Your body will probably is going, yes, I like money. I like the things you buy me. I like the soft sheets that Danielle buys me. What things are you buying for your body that it is liking, right? And if it likes it, would it maybe want to help make the money so you can buy that for it? Sure. Okay, and we're going to get into that more. So what does that look like? Because that's where a lot of people go. They're like, if my body is helping me make money, does that mean I have to do physical labor? Does that mean I have to engage my body in some physical aspect and that's the way it helps me create money? No. Can it be? Sure. There's a lot of people out there who use their body in many ways to create finances, right? Like, I watched this house get built 3 years ago, and it was amazing to watch the builders build it. And that was a lot of manual labor. There are a lot of jobs that involve the body. But please don't think that just because your body is not physical moving like that, that it's not a contribution. Please don't think that if you're in an office on a typewriter, that it's not still contributing to the creation and generation of your finances. Okay. Here's a big part of all of this. Would you, the infinite being, hello, be willing to allow your body to contribute to the creation and generation of your finances? I know a lot of you are going to be like, well, yeah, I guess so, of course. But here's what's interesting. Your body has always desired to contribute. It's always trying. What's gotten in the way? Us. Sorry. People have been asking me for years to write a book called Your Body's Not the Problem, You Are. And this is one of those places in that our bodies are so willing to energetically contribute to our finances, the creation of it, because it is an interested party, but yet we tend to think it's our sole responsibility, and so we reject all contribution that we can't fathom or perceive or think can occur. And I know the contribution from your body is one of those places. People who do the physical manual labor get it a little bit more, but they also do it with the force of like, well, I'm moving my body. And so that's why it's contributing. But I'm talking about the energetics. And when you allow the energetics contribution from your body, even manual labor can get easier. Okay. So we're going to go through this, and I'm actually going to walk you through an activity. Because here's the thing, I remember the first time I really, 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 really got this concept. I was living in Houston at the time, and I had very little money. I was just starting out in my coaching career, so it was like 18 years ago, 17 years ago, something like that. And I asked my body what it wanted to do. And it said it wanted a massage at the Houstonian Spa, which at the time was the nicest spa in Houston. And so we're talking, at that point, it was like $120, which was a lot 18 years ago. I mean, it's a lot now. I'm not saying it isn't. But massages, blah. Anyway, not the point of the show. So I'm like, body, I can't afford that. I can't afford a massage at the Houstonian Spa. Choose something else. I started getting indignant and a little feisty with my body, right? And so I said, choose something else, body. What would you like to do today? And my body was like, I would like a massage at the Houstonian Spa. And then I started getting pissed. I'm like, dang it, body. Why do you keep do I can't afford it. Notice the words in this. I can't afford it. I, okay, not we, but I. I said, I can't afford this. Dang it, body, what do you want from me? Choose something else. Yes, I can get on or even with my body. The physical manifestation of me. So are we really just fighting with ourselves? Eh, topic for another show. Anyway. So I asked a third time. I'm like, body, throw me a bone. What can I do to nurture you? What would you like? And for a third time, it goes, I would like a massage at the Houstonian Spa. Well, then I got pissed and accusatory. I'm like, you know what, body? You want to do this? You go create the money. And my body went, okay. And I went, wait, what? The energy shifted. I went, what do you mean, okay? I'm creating the money. And buddy's like, really? Do you think you're the only one creating the money? I'm like, that's a weird thought, but I guess not. And I'm like, buddy, do you desire to contribute to our finances? And it's like, well, yeah, I receive the benefit from the finances. And I was like, holy crap. Holy crap. This is new. So we're going to take a moment here and I'm going to walk you through an activity. So unless you're driving or if you're somewhere you can close your eyes, I'm going to ask you to do this with me. But it's a healthier variation of what I did that day, because like I said, mine was a little bit of fighting and resistance and accusation at your body. I suggest not doing it that way. I suggest doing it this way. Okay. But so this is my first tip, and I'm going to walk you through it for today so that we can all play with it. But if you can, close your eyes. Place a hand on your body, hand on your chest, hands on your face, hands on your thighs. Give yourself a hug. Connect to your body. Say, hello, body. Drop all the barriers. And just say hi. Be present with your body in a way that you haven't ever done before. Perceive the energy moving. Perceive you, the infinite being, interacting with your body. Now allow your body to say hello to you. Allow that consciousness, that conversation to strengthen. Just be with that for a moment. Be present with the energy of you, the infinite being, and you, your infinite body, as you're saying hello to each other. Now just simply ask your body, body, would you like to contribute to the creation and generation of our finances? And what does your body say? Sometimes you might not get like a firm yes. Sometimes people are going to just feel an expanded state of possibility. They feel like more is possible, which is just your universe expanding, which is a way of having your body be affirming of like, yes, this is going to occur. If you get a no, because I know some people are like, no, my body doesn't want to. And you can actually see the contraction. You can see them getting feisty like I did. And then I ask you to really look at that no. You can even point to where it's coming from. If it's coming, most of the time it's not coming from your body. Okay? Most of the time, it is not coming from your body. Your body so desires to contribute to the creation and generation of our finances. And so, like 99% of the time, if you get a no, it's that place where we are in the way again. You know, your body's not the problem. You are. It's that again. So you might ask yourself some questions. It's like, why am I not willing to receive energetically from my body in regards to money? What are my points of view about money? And just choose your favorite tool to shift energy and use that with it. But it's, I will tell you, I have never found anyone where it's a true no, because your body loves money. Hence the title of the show. It's like your body is truly like, hey, you know what? We're in this reality. I'm the physical manifestation of you. So let's play with this so-called physical world and have comfy sheets. Okay, that's my body, right? It wants the comfy sheets. It wants the good food. It wants the clothes that feel nice and things like that. So bodies are so willing to contribute to the creation and generation of our finances, okay? So like I said, so I've walked so many people through that activity. And if you get a no, please look at those questions that I suggested. And if you got a yes, that's all that's required. That is the beautiful part of this, my friends, is it's not something that you have to be like, am I still choosing this? Am I still choosing this? When you allow it, you allow it. I mean, don't get me wrong. You can have moments where you're like, be stubborn and not allow it, but you're going to get over it a lot quicker because your body's just going to get louder of like, hey, you were letting me contribute yesterday. How about more today? Okay. I have more to contribute. Let's do this. And so when I talk about the energetic contribution, it's as easy as that. And when I first started allowing my body to contribute, the first year my finances doubled. Actually, the first month, because I had like no finances. So it was really easy to double that first month. And then they doubled again. And then they doubled again. And it's amazing how just having that partner in creation changed everything, including my finances. Okay. So we're going to go to our next break here. I have more tips, so do come back. But during the break, kind of look at this. Like, how was that conversation with your body? How was that? What kind of answer did you get? How did you feel? How did your body feel? And what future became possible with that allowance of your body to contribute to you energetically? And my friends, if you are enjoying the show, if you're still here and you're enjoying the show and you're loving this kind of information, please do consider going to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes and listening, rating, sharing, and liking. And if you feel like it, you know, you could give me a 5-star. That would be fantastic. And honestly, it's not about me, right? It's not like, Danielle, you have a 5-star. But what that does is it tells the algorithms that this information is good for other people to hear, that this information should be heard by other people. So if you would like to contribute to this information getting to other people who require it, please do consider to like, share, and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. And what do? You search for The Exploration of Wonder with me, Danielle Carter. And we are right now on our home platform of Inspired Choices Network. And we will be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder. Today we are exploring the topic of bodies love money. Woohoo! Bodies do love money. Just saying. And I hope you are beginning to see that. We've talked about bodies, the consciousness of it, the contribution of it, and why your body is not a dependent, but your co-creation partner. Which actually leads me to my next tip, is please acknowledge you are not alone in the creation of money. I myself and so many other people, and I've worked with so many people about money, and when money gets tight, we tend to go to, I have to do this and I'm alone in it. We might send out a little prayer, help me universe, help me God, help me, you know, whatever it is, but somewhere fundamentally we believe we're alone in it. But you know what? We're not. Our body, the physical manifestation of us, is our co-creation partner, especially in something like money. It also helps you with ideas, with concepts, with information of knowing who to work with, who's safe, who's not, all of that kind of stuff. And I think I've done a show on that. I know I've done a lot of classes on that. So if you want more information, let me know. But this is a big one. You're not alone, my friend. You are not alone. The universe has your back and your body has your back. I know it is your back. Play with me. But your body has your back. You are not alone in the creation of this, okay? You're not a sole operator. You are one of many working together to create a life and living of yours that is fantastic. And I would also include that the earth is there with you. Because like I said, I just did these turning the molecules on earth and it was phenomenal. And it was really interesting how even the earth, turning the molecules guided meditation, how the earth, the question was postulated that what if the earth created itself knowing we would be on it and that it relishes the lives and living that we're doing on it. So when you're talking about your body contributing, the earth contributing, the universe contributing, include the earth because it loves you. It really does. Okay. Side note, and if you want more information on turning the molecules guided meditations, please do check it out. I have so many of them and they're awesome. I call it a guided meditation in action because we are truly turning the molecules, engaging in that quantum field, that oneness, that consciousness, that universe, that energetic universe, and shifting things and creating more magic in our lives. So it's a lot of fun. So check it out. So another thing you can do is nurture your body daily. Okay. Nurturing can be something as simple as good bubbly water. I love a good bubbly water. It could be going for a walk. It could be a good night's sleep. It could be that massage, right? I did, by the way, eventually get a massage at the Houstonia Spa and it was awesome. And, so I massages, pedicures, all of that kind of stuff. Nurture your body every day. And when I say every day, that's why I say it doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be a long time. It could just be that moment of, like I said, the good bubbly water. Nurture your body every day. It goes really long to helping keep up that energy to help you help your body have more energy to contribute to. Okay. And every day connect with it. Okay. Just kind of be like, I will wake up in the morning and be like, good morning, body. Because please know, every day you wake up with your body, it's a choice. It's a choice to wake up with your body every day. So I like to say good morning to my body because I woke up with it. And then I also like to say goodnight to my body because my body has contributed to me, oh my gosh, so much throughout the entire day. So it's like, you know, we say goodnight to friends or family or whatever. Say goodnight to your body. And it's like, thank you for everything you did today. Show it some gratitude. Remember, gratitude is that fantastic energy. So say, just connect with your body. I do it in the morning and at night. I talk to it throughout the rest of the day, but really it's the morning and the night thing as well. Okay. And here's the next one. Include your body when buying things. Okay. This one has a little bit more involved with the money aspect, which is good. Okay. But again, who benefits from the things you're buying? Your body does. And so if you're looking to nurture your body, maybe ask it, especially with food. Okay. Especially with food. Body, what would you like to eat? Body, what sheets would you like? I'm obsessed with my sheets, as you guys can tell. Body, where would you like to sit in the plane, in the park, wherever it is? Your body sits, not you. Speaking of bodies and eating, I have a standing offer to anybody who can give me true and real video evidence of an infinite being eating. Because as we've been talking about, you know, things that include your body, who eats? You, the infinite being, or your body? Your body eats, right? Mouth right here. Your body eats. And so I have a standing financial offer for visible, real proof. And remember, in the midst of all the other things I have a production degree. I'm pretty good, even with AI, I'm pretty good at being able to tell if it's real evidence or not. So I have the standing offer of, like, if you have video evidence of an infinite being eating. Until then, your body. So ask your body. Okay. And so this is, and I get, some people get really frustrated with this. It's like, ugh, you know, the same, like, oh my gosh, my body becomes independent. The same thing is with this going, ugh, I have to ask my body. I have to ask something else. I have to ask people all day. Can you do this? Can I have this? It's like, why do I have to ask something else? Again, this is not to turn your body into a dependent. What this is doing is it's honoring your body. You are actually acknowledging. You're saying, you know what? Hey, body. I know that you're going to be involved in this. I know that you are the one who will eat this, wear it, feel it. So please give me your input. It's just an honoring. Let me ask you, if you know there is a circumstance that involves you, would you want to be involved? Yeah. Yeah, you would. If the circumstance involved you, you would want to be involved. Same with the body. It's just an honoring because it's a circumstance that the body's involved with. So it's an honoring of the body. And how many times have you bought things and then wasted your money because your body didn't like it, the taste of it, it made it sick, or you just couldn't get comfortable in it, or whatever it was. It's like, how many times have you bought something and then it didn't work out? What if you included your body in that purchase? Maybe if you get its input, you might actually spend less money simply because it's giving you information about what would work for your body. Because I know I bought things and I'm like, crap, I should have asked my body because this isn't going to work. And then I've just wasted this money. So I have actually wasted less money by including my body. Okay, so check that out. Think about that, because it's kind of curious about, like, isn't that interesting that we could actually spend less money when we include our body? Yeah, we're going to go to our next commercial break here soon, but play with that, because it is a curious one. And one of my tips here was about nurturing you, right? Nurture your body daily. And just so you know, I know money can be weird in the universe right now. I have a YouTube video. If you go to YouTube, Danielle Carter. Hello, that's me. Danielle Carter, two N's, two L's. I have a recent video called Self-Care for When You're Broke. And there's a lot of good tips. There's 10 self-care tips for when you're broke. So go check out that video. It's a lot of fun. YouTube, Danielle Carter. Hi, that's me. All right. All right, my friends, we're going to go to our last commercial break. This show is flying by, just like this year. I can't believe it's September. When did that happen? What? At time of recording, right? What? Or time of air. Time. What is time? Side note, my next Turning the Molecules guided meditations that I do, the participants have asked me to do it on time and our points of view and judgments on time and how we can disprove time. So that would be fun for you. Check that out too. All right, my friends, you are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder, and today we're exploring that bodies love money. Woohoo! All right. And you're exploring with me, your host and fellow explorer, the nutty nutcase on your screen or in your head, Danielle Carter. And we are on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility. This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back to the exploration of Bodies Love Money on the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. I am so excited that you're here and push play today. I'm very grateful. So today we're going and talking about and exploring bodies loving money. And we're in the middle of some tips of how to deepen that connection and have that more of that energetic, not just physical, but energetic contribution from your body as well for creating money. Hello, thank you. That's what this is all about, creating money so we can buy more things for our body. Can you just hear all the bodies going, yeah, buy us things. Not that they really have any idea of like, you know, finances and stuff, but they do have that energy of nurturing, which is when you have the money, you can buy things to nurture your body in that way. Again, like I said, there's lots of tips out there for nurturing when you're broke. Go find my YouTube channel. There's one of them on there. Next, ask your body for financial ideas. Let me preface this. Let me put an asterisk. Let me put a disclaimer on this. Excuse me. I did not say give your body responsibility. This is one of my pet peeves. I've cleared the energy, and it's just one of my soapboxes, is when people make, they're like, oh, my body will give me information. Fine. It's responsible for everything. No. Your body is not responsible for you. You're the infinite being. You're still in charge. Your body can contribute, can give you ideas, can help you with things, okay? But it's not its responsibility. So when I say something like ask your body for financial ideas, it's not like, okay, body, tell me how to make money. No. What you're asking for is the guidance, the information. Before a meeting or a brainstorming session, sit for a moment and ask your body what it knows what it could give you from the universe. And oftentimes when we get present with our body like that, intuitive things can come up from the universe or our body or past lives or anything like that. So, you know, just when you're present with your body, it's amazing what can come up. Not the responsibility of that. And another thing your bodies will help you do is like, have you ever had a conversation with somebody and they're saying all the right things and you just feel uncomfortable in their presence? What's uncomfortable? Your body's uncomfortable. Listen to that. So if somebody's trying to get you to go into business with them and you're like, I just feel uncomfortable, run. Okay. That is clear your body going, I don't want to be here. We shouldn't be here. Don't trust this person. Okay. So please, please, please listen to those cues from the body of how it is feeling. All right. And then the next one, move when you feel stuck. I'm always a big proponent for moving the body. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, exercise. Sure. Absolutely. Go outside, have a good time. Don't do exercise, do movement, because our bodies are made for movement. But have you ever felt stuck? Like, I am constantly writing YouTube scripts, researching subjects, and trying to put my thoughts into paper, finishing books, writing books, and all that kind of stuff. And I'm constantly like, I don't know what to do with this. Get up and move, because your body will help move and shift that energy. And so the ideas come even better, even more smoothly. It is not wasting time. It is creating your future. So get up and move, okay? Listen for yeses and nos. You can ask your body for information. You can ask your body to show you a yes. You can ask your body to show you a no. And then, I'm always learning. And so I recently registered, signed up for a program. And it was a nice chunk of change. And so I'm like, okay, so body, what are the energies here with this? Again, not giving it the responsibility of the choice, but just asking for the information. I'm like, can these people actually do what they're saying? And it felt light and it felt joyous. And I'm like, that is a yes for my body. I'm like, okay, cool. Thanks, body. That was the information. They're not bullshitting. Basically, you know, it was the opposite of that. Run from this person. It was like, run to them. I'm like, okay, cool. Thank you. So, but the choice was still mine. I always want to say that the choice was still mine. It's not the body's responsibility, but it can give you information. And not just with business, but with life, with everything. Your body is a source of information that is tapped into the energetics of the universe. And please, please, please allow it to give you that information. It's amazing. One last one, celebrate your body's contributions. When you receive money, thank your body. Thanks, body. Look at the money we made. Become a we. Instead of we with your romantic partner, we with your body. Look, buddy, look at the money we made, right? So say thank you to your body and really, really enjoy that, okay? This act of gratitude reinforces the partnership and invites even more contribution and more abundance for you and your body. So it's a fun one. Bodies love money. It's just true. I could just say that for the past hour. Bodies love money. Yay. Oh, sorry, Mike. That's what happens when you talk with your hands. But do turn in next week. I'm going to have a very interesting show. Next week is Believe in Yourself Even When You Think You Shouldn't. Say that again. Next week's Believe in Yourself Even When You Think You Shouldn't. Oh, because if you can't believe in you, no one else can either, my friend. But I'm not going to get into that. That's next week's show. Please do check it out. And if you want to join us live, that is fun too. I have this thing called Body Bit Chat. It's a free daily email of information from your body. Go to my website, danielle.com, and check it out. It's free, it's fun, it's phenomenal, and it's from your body to you. So check it out. All right, my friends, have a fun, flowy, magical week. Bodies love money. Allow your body to contribute to your finances. And be back next week, because guess what? I will be. Thanks, everyone. Have a great week. Bye.
Thank you for exploring with us today. Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.